Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 273 for Friday, February 19th. I'm Phil Ferrant-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Friday morning as activity in the currency markets provided some support. Canola is up by $2 to over $5, the March contract up $5.30 at $469.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was down by about half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart this morning, taking back some of its recent gains. That softer currency is beneficial for crush margins and also makes exports more attractive to international buyers. Speculative buying contributed to the advances, with some stops hit as canola was said to be due for a correction ahead of the weekend. But on the other side, losses in Chicago soy oil did put some pressure on canola. The overall technical bias also remains pointed down, making any advances today a selling opportunity from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., the grains and oilseeds were narrowly mixed in early trade. Soybeans up a penny to down a penny, the March contract up 0.75 cents at $8.80 per bushel. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions did put some pressure on values as expectations mount for very large crops out of the continent. Losses in crude oil also weighed on prices. Weekly U.S. soybean sales of 567,000 tons were in line with trade guesses, but still down from last week. Corn, it's trading within 2 cents of unchanged, the March contract up to at $3.67 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just over 1 million tons came in above trade guesses and helped provide underlying support for corn today. The USDA also reported an additional 100,000-ton sale of corn to Japan. However, the large South American crops overhanging the market did keep corn within its sideways trading range. Declines in crude oil were also bearish as ethanol demand may back away. For wheat, prices are holding steady. The March contract in Chicago down only a 0.25 cent at $4.62 per bushel. Weekly wheat export sales of about 250,000 tons were in line with trade guesses, but still disappointing overall as the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities given the ample world supply situation. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Warkentin.